I would like to know whether you are satisfied with material things or whether you want to develop your consciousness. One who is satisfied with the outside world will always be basically unhappy. This kind of life is simply one of convenience. Convenience is only the absence of trouble, whereas real satisfaction is the attainment of happiness. What does your heart say? What is the greatest desire of your life? Have you ever asked yourself these questions? If not, then let me ask you now. If you were to ask me, I would reply that I wish to attain that state where nothing further remains to be attained. Is this not the answer that pulsates in your innermost soul as well? I do not ask this question of you alone. I have also asked it of thousands and thousands of others. It is my observation that all human hearts are the same, and that their ultimate desire is also the same. This soul wants happiness, perfect and pure happiness, because only then will all desires end. As long as desire exists, misery exists, because with desire there can be no peace. The total absence of desire brings happiness. It also brings freedom and liberation, because whenever something is lacking, there are both limits and dependency. Only when nothing at all is lacking is there the possibility of total freedom. Freedom brings happiness, and happiness is salvation. The desire for total happiness and for ultimate freedom lies dormant in everyone. It is in the form of a seed. It is like a seed that contains a tree within it. In the same way, the fulfillment of man's ultimate desire is hidden in his very nature. In its perfectly developed state, it is our nature to be happy, to be free. Our real nature is the only thing that is true, and only perfecting it can bring complete satisfaction. The one who does not seek to fulfill his own nature mistakenly thinks prosperity will alleviate his misery, but material wealth can never fill his inner emptiness. And so, even when a person attains everything possible in the world, he still feels that he has missed out on something. His innermost being remains empty. As Buddha once said, desire is difficult to fulfill. It is strange that no matter what a person may attain, he is never satisfied. That even after he has accomplished his goal, he yearns for still greater achievements. And so the poverty of beggars and emperors is the same. At this level, there is no difference between them at all. No matter what gains a person makes in the outer world, they are unstable. They can be lost, destroyed at any time, and in the end, death claims them. So it is not surprising that one's inner heart is never fulfilled by these sorts of things, by things that can so easily be taken away. This kind of prosperity will never give a person a sense of security, no matter how strenuously he pursues it. What really happens is that now he has to provide security for the things he has acquired.
Thank you for listening to this clip provided to you by Macmillan Audio. To hear more, look for this title wherever audiobooks are sold.